For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Ticket Tech's pouring in, talking Lions football on a Friday. They're in Arizona against the Cardinals. Are you making plans to take over the stadium again this season? And then the confidence level. We all trust this football team. This is a game you could lose trust, though. Anybody with a bad feeling? We'll take phone calls and Ticket Tech's 248-539-9797. Ticket Texter is saying, hopefully the dew point of the grass will be favorable for the Lions. Right, Tom? Right, John?
Yes, we've already made comment about that.
The Lions' defensive line needs to nap the over pursuit and finally put Kyler Murray onto the ground. Hutch with 6 sacks this week.
Would be amazing. 11.5 after. Let's tamp down that just
Listen,
a little bit.
If he has 6.5 total at the end of this game, that would mean he got to Kyler.
Yes.
That would be good enough, right? Okay. 6
Let's
sacks.
Let's go ahead.
Game.
Season's over. Defensive player of the year.
I have concerns with the Lions game. Arizona's been on fire offensively for the first 2 games. Ken in Fenton. Let's talk about Arizona's offense. Okay, Kyler had a really good game too, and they got Marvin Harrison Jr. the ball. And he's going to have a play or two in this game. He's good. But their offense is a run-first offense. The Lions have been very good stopping the run overall. If you put him in obvious passing situations, he's going to be running around. And that might be where Arizona wants him to be, but I think that's where Aiden Hutchinson wants him to be too. And if you're turning pressures into sacks, those are negative plays. Great. Costa just jinxed the Lions. Can you also Costa lock USC for me too? Thanks a lot, Jim. Mike in Sterling Heights.
Can we have 2 Costa locks in 1 week?
It has happened historically.
Oh, it has.
But it was at a previous station, and I'm not really sure about the
rules here,
the legality of such a thing.
Oh no,
if the universe would allow such a thing.
Who'd you pick, Michigan or?
I think it might have been a double dip Michigan and Lions. Years and years ago.
Right. No, I'm talking about now.
Oh, the Costa. Oh, this week? Yeah, I took Michigan.
Okay. So, don't Costa.
So, you don't want that double Costa lock.
No.
Here's actually, it's funny that this comes up this week. The very first Costa lock ever could be credited to Matt Patricia. The very first game he ever coached for the Detroit Lions, they faced a rookie quarterback, Sam Darnold, on Monday Night Football. And I didn't know what Costa lock meant, but I was really confident. I loved my team. I thought they were going to crush.
You wielded a weapon and didn't know
my
the power of the weapon?
My co-host at the time goes, I don't know, you're so confident. What is it, a Costa lock? And I go, yeah, sure, call it whatever you want. It's a Costa lock. Now, you may remember how that Monday night game went, and the legend was born ever since. But I will tell you, like many things with the Lions, things are different. I Costa locked them against Green Bay a couple years ago at Lambeau. They took care of business. These Lions can overcome that. These Lions are a team that I find comfort in.
Yeah,
a team I can believe in.
Great.
A team I can believe in, and a team that backs it up.
I believe that's 3 straight shows that Matt Patricia's name has been said.
Yeah,
why?
Lions fans right now are shaking everywhere
with
anger.
So in terms of this game, I think we all expect the offense to get a little more in sync. It's going to be very troubling if that doesn't happen. The concern is Kyler Murray mobility, and it's the first time they face a mobile quarterback this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, Baker can jive around a little bit, and he ran one in against them. But, I mean, you know, I do think there's something to be said about the defense and facing a mobile quarterback for the first time in a season when you didn't play in the preseason and all that kind of stuff. This is like you just barely miss a tackle. You know, Hutch has him.
It's not the first time Hutch has played against a mobile quarterback.
I know, but it's timing and speed. It is a different thing because I'll tell you what, that Buffalo game they played, even though they ended up losing it, he had a scramble in that game. Where I know people make the video game jokes about him playing video games.
Yep.
He looked like the video game. Like, honestly, he just went sideways in a move that you just don't see most guys do.
He's a tremendous athlete. diminutive side, you know, size aside, he is a really good athlete.
In terms of the whole trust thing, obviously, I trust this team based on what I thought they would do going into the season, and last week didn't change my mind at all. If they were to lose this game, I'm going to be a little bit shaken because I simply thought that they were going to be a pretty dominant team this year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that would shake me. I mean, you asked Jim off the air, that would make the Seattle game a must win.
It would.
I mean, who thought we'd be sitting in those shoes?
I don't think we will be.
Especially for a team that's had your number.
Well, yeah. Throw that in there, too. 248-539-9797. Flying my family to Arizona tomorrow to watch the Lions on Sunday. Go Lions, Matt in Dundee.
All right.
Same sentiment.
Safe travels.
Yeah, safe travels. Same sentiment echoed by John, who's waiting. John, you're on 97.1.
What's up?
Good morning.
John and Joe here in a truck. We got a buddy in Phoenix who's also got a place up in Pinn County. He said, I'll fly you home if you drive my truck down. 29 hours. We left at 4 a.m. We're rolling.
All right. Nice.
We're taking the place over, boys. Go Lions!
Yes.
Love
Have
it.
You talked to any other Lions fans that you're gonna meet up with out there?
Actually, yeah, one. One we played ball with from Adrian. He's going down there. He's flying down, but we're meeting up with him, too.
All right. Take it over, my friend.
Absolutely. Go Lions!
This is awesome.
He's wired, dude. Four
yeah,
in the morning.
4 in the morning, 29-hour drive. Driving down. I mean, who doesn't love a great road trip?
Minimal stops, I'm sure. They'll just go.
And he's only driving one way. He gets to fly back. His buddy said, yeah, we'll fly you back.
Works out well. Get to go to the game. And I do think there'll be a big Lions contingent there.
So, yeah, we want to know, hey, more stories like that. Are you going? Because the big story last year was the amount of Lions fans that were so excited. And I'm wondering if this year it's even more because the wait list for season tickets are sold out. If you weren't able to get a ticket at Ford Field, are you now making that trip to other stadiums?
In some cases, it might be cheaper.
Well, it might be cheaper, yeah. And it's also just the fact that the ticket takers said what? Taking my family.
Yes.
Make this a family trip.
I have a real good friend, and every year he and his dad go to one Lions road game a year. It's like their tradition, and they get to see different parts of the country and different stadiums.
Where are they going this year?
I actually don't know which one they're going to this year.
Oh.
Which one would you pick?
Which one would I pick?
Like San Francisco? But it's around a holiday.
No, I don't like going to other countries. I would probably say
Dallas.
I
think they've done Dallas.
I would probably go to, I don't know, I was recently,
Sunday
in
night.
Houston.
Yeah.
Loved it there. I'd probably pick Dallas. That one to me is, it's a, you know, get right game from everything that happened last year. It's a reckoning. That's where I think I would probably pick this year.
It's a good choice. Ticket Texter says, I feel confident, but I had a dream last night that the Lions got absolutely blown out. The red zone struggles continued. Maybe I'm not as confident as I keep telling myself.
That ticket text is mislabeled.
Jacob in a truck.
That's not a dream. That's a nightmare.
That is a nightmare. I trust the Lions. I just don't trust the universe. The universe won't allow Detroit to have two winning teams at the same time, and the Tigers are using up all of our wins.
It's not enough mojo to go around. We thought the jinx jumped over the road.
How about this? If I offer you two scenarios, Tigers win the series this weekend or the Lions win the game this weekend, which one would you take?
Lions.
Me too.
Because I still believe that even if they go one, the Tigers go 1-2.
They can hang in.
They'll still be in the mix.
Speaking of Tigers, tickets every hour on the show today. In the 7 o'clock hour, you're going to listen for Dan Dickerson saying, that's a joke. When you hear Dickerson say that's a joke, call in, win a pair of tickets to see the Tigers Tuesday. Tarek Skubal on the bump. Tickets available, tigers.com. Let's get to Travis and Howell. Travis, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, guys. Last year, a couple friends and I went to Baltimore, and it was a riot. I mean, there was a bar the Saturday night before the game, packed full, shoulder-to-shoulder Lions fans. It was awesome. And then this year, those two same friends and another friend are going to Indianapolis, and we're pumped.
Sweet. I may actually see you down there. I'm going to try and get to that Indy game. It's obviously right before Thanksgiving, and you know, West Lafayette's not far away. Take my daughter.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about that stadium. Obviously, Big Ten championships there every year. So, yeah, we're pumped.
It's very much a city kind of like Baltimore where you're going to have some good food, and it's an easy walk-around city.
Yeah, awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man.
Good stuff, Travis. Yeah. Thanks for the call. 248-539-9797. Ticket texter says, Cardinals by 10. You guys are missing stuff. Harrison's going to destroy these defensive backs. This year will be a disappointment. This is your first taste of it. Signed, Chad.
Hmm. Thank you for crumbling that up. You should have done the whole, you know, dramatic, yeah, like tear it right in front of
you. Tearing a paper, one of these.
Yes. Now eat it. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's going to be interesting how Lions fans are right now thinking about this game. Because I think there is some concern. Nobody thought that they were going to lose last week. Nobody thought they should have lost last week.
But didn't it feel self-inflicted?
Oh, seven trips in the red zone and you come away with one touchdown? It's self-inflicted.
In other words, it doesn't shake what you think this team's ceiling is, what this team looks like on their best day. Do you really think a team that didn't lose back-to-back games all last year, hasn't lost back-to-back games going back to Halloween the year before, that bounced back consistently time after time, that has that leadership from Dan Campbell, that they are going to once again come out and be flat-footed and be a dull and not be sharp in the red zone? I don't. And I don't think Arizona has this great defense either, where it's like, oh, you just lost to a great football team.
Yeah. I think Thor comes out with his hair on fire. That's exactly what I think. I mean, just the way that Alex Hens only started the season. And I don't know if he plays or not.
Well, he was back at practice. I thought he was back at practice.
But it's still going to be one of those game time decisions, you know. And I don't believe he's cleared protocol. He's not going to be on the field if he doesn't. So,
yeah.
But this is one of those you've got to set a tone early in the game.
This is a fork in the road game early in the season. Win, you got a winning record. Lose, you got a losing record, and you're going into a primetime game with Seattle calling it a must win. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, where are you at? 248-539-9797. Phone calls, ticket texts, it's 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. When dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham & Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. Whether personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax organization with a random individual that you're never going to meet. Visit AbrahamAndRose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents. It's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we're going to get to the phones. We got Heather's news, and we will get to Michigan football. We've been waiting to have the orgy conversation all week. Stop. We're going to talk Alex Orgy, the quarterback situation at Michigan. How big a difference does it make at 7:35? Lions fans, we all believe this, the bounce back, Lions victory. They take care of business against the Cardinals. Are we missing something? And are you going? Bart in Sterling Heights, you're on 97.1.
I'm no longer in Sterling Heights. I actually moved out of state. I live in Oklahoma now.
Oh, so you're close.
Oklahoma.
So, but I'm the season ticket holder. So I don't plan on going to the Arizona game, but I do have plans to go into the Dallas game.
Okay.
So I am fully committed to go into outside state games. I'm also looking into going to the Houston game as well.
Are those both drive-to for you?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Like, what's Dallas for you?
About 4 hours away.
Oh, yeah. And then Houston, probably another, what, three?
Yeah.
Hey,
my friend. Go ahead.
Sorry, real quick. I'd love to hear more about the trip down to Dallas and Houston. But being a local now in Oklahoma, give us a little insight. What is the thought of the Sooners and the Vols this weekend?
The people that I work with are all Sooner fans. They're all, I don't want to say it, but cocky.
Oh,
okay.
They think that they're the best team, that they're going to beat everybody. And, of course, I got to put my Michigan gear on when I go to work. And they just give me the side eye.
Of course they do.
Bart, on Monday, you can just remind them, welcome to the SEC after they lose to Tennessee.
Yeah.
I agree. I keep on giving them crap about that. I said, you guys don't belong in the SEC right now. You guys got to grow up before you guys can get those kind of cone ads.
Yep.
Yeah. Bart, good stuff.
Thanks.
Josiah and Perry, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing? Good morning.
Good. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I am going to Green Bay this year. Airbnb booked, and buddies and I are ready to go tear it up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one for us. I've been to one Lions game in my life, and it was to the Bengals 2 years ago. Kind of got stomped that game. So looking for a bounce back, looking for a win in Green Bay so I get fired up and get those guys all fired up.
There you go. All right.
Not in trouble. Then it's right before deer season, so stay in the UP up there.
Perfect.
Yeah, it all works out well for you. Now, how do you feel about this?
Trip.
How do you feel about the matchup this week?
I think we're going to win. I don't see us losing, dropping two in a row. When was the last time we did that?
It would have been October of 22, I think. I mean, we're talking almost two full calendar years. I mean, that's not since the Lions have been this version of the Lions have they dropped back-to-back games. And that's why it does, to Tom's word, trust.
Yeah.
It does have a chance to break trust if they lose this game. But I don't see it happening. And you don't see it happening.
No. I do trust this team, and I trust their preparation. I trust the fact that they can get refocused. That one loss, and the track record backs it up, they're not going to let one team beat them twice. Was it frustrating? Was it a game that they should have won against Tampa? Yes. But they put a bow on it. It happened. It's there, and it might cost us in the future, but it's not going to cost us now.
Like, you got to understand, we've spent enough time talking about last week, but all the things that had to go wrong for them to lose that game. 1 of 7 in the red zone. And they still could have won the game if they get the 3 points at the end of the half. Right? They could have won with one red zone touchdown. They did a great job taking a Buccaneers passing attack with all those weapons and holding them under 200 yards passing. They sacked the quarterback 5 times in the game. They did so many things in that game to win, and they didn't. More often than not, the Lions are winning the game they played last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to win the game this Sunday. 248-539-9797. Let's get Damon in Detroit. Damon, you're on 97.1. Damon, turn down your radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I was just calling to tell you that me and my guys, we've been going to away games since 2014, and we've been to quite a few stadiums now, and this year we're going to Houston.
Sunday Night Football.
Yes, we're excited about it. We've been to Dallas twice, couldn't get a win there, so we said we'll figure Houston might be a little bit better chance.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of the five biggest games on the schedule for the Lions. Those are two teams that are up and coming, challenging for a Super Bowl, prime
trajectory.
Time. Yeah, exactly. Young teams.
Gut check. Where are you? Where are we?
Yep. That's a good one to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you take work off the next day, you can just soak it all in and enjoy it. 248-539-9797. All right, we'll get to Heather's news before we get to college football.
Well, a 12-year-old boy in Wisconsin is being credited for saving his dad's life. So this father and son duo, they were out hunting earlier this month when the dad was attacked by a bear. Okay, so earlier in the day, the boy had actually injured this bear and they were out trying to track it, trying to find the bear. And they came to this clearing and all of a sudden there was the bear and it just charged toward the dad. The dad was suddenly on his back, fighting for his life. He was pinned beneath this 200-pound bear, doing everything he could to stay alive, kicking, punching, screaming. Obviously, that's when 12-year-old Owen fired one shot and killed the bear, saving his dad's life. The dad did suffer bites to his forehead, his arms, his legs. He needed stitches to reattach a flap of skin on his cheek that was like ripped off during this attack. Pretty crazy.
What a hero.
A true hero. Yes.
Hell of a shot, too. One shot.
Seriously. Yeah. Speaking of bears, I was just reading a story about a zoo in China. This has gone viral on TikTok, is admitting that its star attraction, two so-called pandas, are actually just painted dogs. Oh. Yeah, they have like two Chow Chow dogs painted black and white to look just like, you know, the beloved animal. Mm-hmm. But in fact, they're pandas. And somebody who went to the zoo posted the video on TikTok. It has gone viral, millions of views. And they are admitting that, yes, those are not actually pandas. They are just painted dogs. You can check out the video. Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani etched his name in MLB history on Thursday, becoming the first player to join the 50-50 club. He's the first to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in a season, which is pretty darn incredible. And the fan who caught that 50th home run ball isn't giving it back anytime soon. So it sounds like this fan did go into discussions with the Dodgers organization after the game, but did decide to walk out of that ballpark with the ball in hand, didn't turn it over. It's unknown how much that ball is actually worth. It could be anywhere from, there's one person that sold Aaron Judge's 62nd home run that actually sold for $1.5 million back in 2022. This person is saying that this ball could be worth $250,000, but it could be worth
a whole lot more.
So you can see why someone wouldn't take like a signed bat and a glove. Like, this is life-changing money. The lottery ticket they caught in the stands.
Yep.
It is. I still think that if I caught it, I would easily give it back just because I hate.
Heather, think of the kids, your family, the life-changing money.
I know, I'd probably regret it afterward. People would be like, why'd you do that? Yeah, but I just,
well, that's, I think it just shows
nature,
that you're the nicest one on the show. Yeah. There's no question.
John,
but
what
it
would
also
you do?
Doesn't mean as much to you as it would to somebody else.
What would you do, John?
That's a lotto ticket.
Yeah, you keep that and sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do.
I wouldn't hold out for top dollar, but I would hold out for at least
market value.
Something.
Yeah.
Governor Whitmer has ordered flags to fly at half staff today to honor the life and service of Michigan State Police Officer Dan Kerstetter, who was killed, you might remember, during a traffic stop a week ago. In a statement, she said that Officer Daniel M. Kerstetter was a proud family man and dedicated public servant. He served honorably and kept our roads safe. She did also mention that as an assistant equipment manager for his beloved Red Wings, he was a vibrant team member as well. And she ended by saying, "We mourn his loss and our hearts are with his family, his wife, Katie, and their three children, and all those who were lucky enough to know and serve with him." So That's why if you see the flags at half staff, that is why. The first day of fall. It's actually on Sunday, but if you're ready to get into the fall spirit a little early, you can head over to Krispy Kreme because they're celebrating with something called the Golden Harvest Collection. It's a new collection of three all-new donuts and a returning fan favorite. Mm-hmm. So we've got a new maple.
It's hard for me to say them too because my mouth is watering.
Maple buttercream donut. Oh. Original glazed donut topped with maple flavoring, buttercream, fall sprinkles. Then you've got an oatmeal cream pie donut, unglazed donut, white cream filling dripped in cookie dough icing, streusel topping, dollop of white cream, and a bite-sized oatmeal cookie on top.
Oh, my goodness.
Then you've got a salted caramel cheesecake donut.
Oh, man.
Original glazed donut topped with a swirl of cream cheese buttercream. A whole bunch of other, you know, I could talk about what's on these donuts forever. And then you got an oldie but a goodie, a spiced apple filled donut. You can get it in store. You can order online. You can get it delivered. You can also go and get a pumpkin spice cake donut if you're into the whole pumpkin spice thing, and a pumpkin spice latte.
John, clean up that drool. We got a show to do.
Amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
That's Heather with the news. All right. We are going to talk some college football. Who are we going to learn more about this weekend? Michigan or Michigan State? Talk about the quarterback for the Wolverines and more next. Dive into the best pool in history. It's Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. We've been telling you about it. Come see it for yourself. Catch the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Six pools, three different levels, a perfect view of a massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen. Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch football, with the swim-up bars, the Insta-ready selfie walls, and a nonstop football party. Score your perfect game day spot, cozy day beds, private cabanas, grab a lounge at the center of the action, but reserve your place today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino, downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today, CircaLasVegas.com. It's a football Friday, and it's been hijacked by the Tigers. We're giving away a pair of tickets every hour on the show today. Be listening for those Dan Dickerson drops. Tickets available at Tigers.com. The tickets are for Scooble's next start Tuesday against the Tampa Bay Rays. Okay, it's not going to stop our football Friday, though, John. We've talked Lions. We need to talk about the Wolverines and the Spartans. Who do you expect to learn more about this weekend? Wolverines get USC. Spartans hit the road against Boston College.
So I guess the question then would be, if you're going to frame it another way, who has the most question marks? Because I do think that we saw from Jonathan Smith and we saw from Aiden Childs from week one to week two, like they answered some questions in regards to his ability to be a Big Ten quarterback, his ability to lead this team, and Jonathan Smith's ability to handle a bad situation. Mm-hmm. And then go into a Big Ten stadium on the road, even though it's not Columbus, it's not Penn State, and get a win where a team has traditionally struggled. Mm-hmm. So I think there's not as many question marks for Michigan State this year for what they are expected to be. I think for Michigan, there's a lot more question marks. Is Alex Orji going to actually be the answer for Michigan at quarterback? Is the offense going to be better? Is the defense going to finally, step up? Mason Graham, Kenneth Grant, can you apply pressure on a quarterback? You haven't so far. Like, I think there's just more question marks for Michigan, what they were expected to be and what they actually are. So I think you'll learn more about Michigan.
I agree. I think it's a big spot for the Spartans on the road, but they already have...
There's no question it's a big spot.
But they already have a road win this season where they were bigger underdogs, according to Vegas. And Childs showed you something in that game that you can carry with you. I think 3-1 was always the goal for MSU in the first quarter of the season. I mean, 4-0 is better. But I think you're right. Michigan has more questions to answer, so we'll learn more about the Wolverines. Alex Orji. He wasn't good enough to win the job. So I'm skeptical that he's suddenly going to be some dynamo. But I do think he could provide a spark for a team that's turning the ball over too much. If they just commit to a more conservative game plan, run the ball, quarterback run, keep a couple drives alive, sustain something, You got a really good kicker. Put some points on the board. Let your defense get a breather. A defense that's disappointing, but not a bad defense. You know, I think there could be some stabilizing with Alex Orji. I don't want to get any bit carried away because, again, he didn't win the job, and we don't know if he can pass the ball consistently. But can he play keep away? Yeah. Can they lean on the strength of this team, which will continue to be running the football? Mullings, Edwards.
Well,
and yes, even Orji on a big third down where he just, hey, lowers his shoulder, gets out of the pocket, or you steal a drive, you steal a first down. That's what I think you're hoping that he brings to the offense.
And I mean, okay, let's just take what we're talking about with Kyler Murray. The opportunity to pick up a key third down.
Yeah.
That frustrates USC and keeps the drive going. That's where Michigan has struggled. They've struggled to get off the field on third downs and defense. So it's, you know, you can look at it. And I think what Gary Danielson said yesterday, and I always love listening to him because his insight and the way that he studies the game is always so good and so in depth. This is a running team. All right, we even with Davis Warren,
yep.
No matter what quarterback you inserted, there were questions of, okay, you have a weapon in Colston Loveland. What other weapon are you throwing the ball to? This is traditionally, and especially this year, a team that has to run the football. Now you get another weapon in the run game. And it should, if you're able to hold that backside edge because of the read option, it should make things easier up front, one, for the offensive line, but also for Kalel Mullings, Donovan Edwards, Ben Hall, all of the other running backs.
Right, and again, they're going to probably cheat with the safeties, but the idea of QB run or those option, read option plays is you get numbers. You take a defender off the field.
Right.
It helps your offensive line. It's one fewer guy you have to block, and it's a numbers game up front. Gary also brought up yesterday that USC's defense, he didn't say they're a physical defense. He said they were improved, and I think that's the consensus, but he said they aren't as physical. So if I'm Michigan, my pathway is two tight ends, two running backs, run the ball, 5 yards a carry, just lean on them not being ready for Big Ten bully ball and try to get out of Dodge in a home spot where Alex Orji might be the stabilizer for the short term. I don't think he's good enough. I certainly haven't seen enough. I certainly don't believe he's the guy that's going to resurrect the season and get him up to 10 or 11 wins. But can he help him win this game, steal this game? Yeah, I actually think there's some thought there.
And even if it's not two running backs, I would love to see Kalel and Donovan Edwards on the field at the same time. Same thing with, you know, with the Lions that we talk about with their two backs. But if you're able to put and just admit, hey, Max Bredesen, they use him, have used him, and continue to use him as a fullback. Put him in the backfield. Put him in motion, as they have done. But, you know, don't be ashamed to say, we're a running team. We're going to run it. We don't care if you know it. We're just going to simply mash the football.
It's our best path to victory. Doesn't mean we're a 10-win team, but it's our best path to victory.
Not only is it their best opportunity to continually pick up first downs, but to keep the ball out of the hands of the USC offense that can score very quickly.
Yep. Throwing its running backs, tight ends, and branches, that game breaker, that human joystick at receiver. Jason and Royal Oak, who are we going to learn more about this weekend? You're on 97.1.
Thanks, guys, for taking my call. Love 97.1, the ticket. I think we're going to learn more about Michigan State playing Boston College because this is our first real test, in my opinion. And if Childs can cut down on like his risky throws and decision-making, I think we're going to be able to learn more about Michigan State. What else was I going to say? I'm sorry.
You're all right.
Sorry. I'm autistic. I mean, I forget what I plan on saying. And regarding like U of M and USC, USC is expected to win. But if Michigan does end up winning, it's in the big house, you know, so I don't think we're going to learn a ton about them. And U of M has a lot of quarterback issues, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think, aren't they going to like, you know, they made a decision about who they're playing for quarterback. I don't think we're going to be able to learn a lot from the USC U of M game, but I think we are going to be able to learn a lot, like I said, from the BC versus Michigan State game. I mean, I know we beat Maryland, but that could have been just a fluke, you know? That's all I got to say. Love you guys. Take care.
Yeah, bye. Thanks, Jason. So if Michigan were to beat USC, I do think it would be quite the statement. I think there's a lot of talk of 6-7 wins. You beat USC, I think you're talking eight wins probably for this football team, maybe nine. I do think there's some swing game potential to the USC game. Thanks. That there's also swing game potential to Boston College, though. Like, if MSU were to win this game on the road, it'd be two road wins in the first month for Jonathan Smith. I feel like...
Both as heavy underdogs.
As more than a touchdown underdogs. To win this game, I think Chiles is going to have to play really well. Right? That goes without saying. I don't know what's going on with some of these receivers that seem to be injured. If he goes on the road with a nicked-up receiver room and throws three touchdowns and takes down Boston College, and you're 4-0 at Michigan State in year one of Jonathan Smith, I don't want to downplay that at all. But I don't think we're really going to know how good MSU is until they play Ohio State, Iowa, Michigan, and Oregon. Right? That's that middle of the season gauntlet. This would be an uplifting win for Michigan State. It maybe would tap into, hey, could this be a season we never thought? Could this be a team that wins eight games if you win this one?
Yeah, and I do get his take on this is the biggest test that, even though going to Maryland is not an easy task, I do think Boston College is a better team than Maryland. This would be a bigger win, and we've already seen Michigan tested against Texas. Now, USC is not Texas, but they failed that test. We kind of know how that went.
So then you kind of have a challenge to the coaching staff too, right? Like, you know what this looked like the last time a big program came into Ann Arbor. It's only been a couple weeks. What changes have you guys made? Obviously, the quarterback's the obvious one, John, right? But what other changes? Defensively, we asked Sharon, like, can you compare Texas and USC's offense? And he said there are some similarities in getting the ball in space to athletes. What have you guys done schematically to where you're not chasing your tail, to where there's not open guys running in the middle of the field and in the flats? If you're going to bring pressure, okay, but you have to blitz fill. You have to know where the hot routes are going to be and swarm to the football. Are they going to be a better coach defensive team in this game? I think we'll learn that from Michigan. How did they respond from the Texas game?
Yeah, and knowing that, I mean, everybody's going to take something from that worked against the team. So what does USC do? What do they implement that Texas did? And sure, I do think that 100%, they're not going to say, well, our receivers are so much better than Texas's, so we're going to go ahead and throw at Will Johnson. If that's the theory, that, you know, we have enough receivers, we don't have to throw Will Johnson's way, we can move everybody around and create some opportunities on the other side. How does Wink Martindale adjust the defense to give the other Amir Hall, Jair Hill, all of the different corners that are going to be, you know, opposite Will Johnson, some support?
You have a Will Johnson theory. Let's get to that next. 248-539-9797. Who will we learn more about? Michigan, Michigan State. And you can, of course, tell us what you think of Alex Orji starting. Do you expect it to change things for Michigan? It's 97-1.
Just because it's week three doesn't mean the season is over. In fact, it's still just getting underway. You can start the season with the big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. You're going to get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. And maybe try and build a same-game parlay, SGP in parlance, in FanDuel parlance. With this week's matchup, you got Detroit at Arizona, Jahmyr Gibbs, total yards, over. Goff, passing touchdown, anytime passing touchdown. Laporta, over total catches. I think that's something everybody's looking at right now. Just visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Michigan will turn to Alex Orji with USC coming to the big house. Skeptical. He wasn't good enough to win the job in camp. But I will say, maybe he's a gamer. Maybe give him a spark. Avoids the turnovers. And they try to bully ball USC. John, speaking of a spark, you have a Will Johnson theory.
Yeah, and the theory is, all right, he's probably the best athlete on the team. I think we can all agree on that. Maybe Alex Orji will show otherwise. I think he's a tremendous athlete. We'll see what he can do as a playmaker. If they're not going to throw at Will Johnson, he's not going to get that tired. The receivers have not been dynamic, so to speak. Will Johnson has size. He has speed. He has athletic ability. He can catch. We've seen that. Let's try him on offense, too. Let's go full Travis Hunter. And I'm not saying, you know, 110 snaps a game.
But 10 to 15?
Yeah, 10 to 15.
And he gets the ball maybe on five or six of them.
Yeah, and so if you show him as a threat, and you just need a guy to make plays. I think he's a guy that can make plays.
Well, especially if they stack the box. Like, this could be used in tandem with Alex Orji. And you can get creative jet motion with the play, against the play, counters, but then screens, dump off, shallow, one-on-one, because the safeties are condensed in the box. If he wins one-on-one one time, it could be the play that flips the field.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, flip the field once, and maybe it's a difference in the game. But then also, he can become a great decoy. You know you want to push the ball to him. So it opens things up. You know, around across the board. And it's the same thing with Alex Orji. If he's going to be used as a runner, it helps Khalil Mullins and Donovan Edwards.
John, I got a question for you here, and I love it as a Michigan fan, just throwing a different look.
Yeah.
I'm always in for you show different looks, and he has athletic ability, I think, to at least hold his own out there. Who knows if it works? Let me ask you this, though. Is it in his best interest, from his perspective, to do that? And the road I'm going down is alluding to a ticket text we just got, which I think was very good. I think it was from Freddie the Pizza Man.
Oh, yep.
And he does allude to if they lose this game, so this might be a little premature, but at what point do these top first-round picks on defense start to worry and look out for their future?
So the text, this is from Freddie the Pizza
Man.
You
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and shout out to Freddie. Yeah. He was in New York doing his thing recently in that pizza challenge. He says, if Michigan loses to USC, how long until the top 10 picks start to check out and get ready for the NFL? It is a college trend these days.
It is. And quite honestly, I think Will Johnson is only the only one in that category that says, yeah, I could sit out the rest of the year, or I could, you know, not play as much. I could tell the coaches, hey, you know, don't put me in there. I don't think he'd do that.
But not this game.
No, not this game.
Because they still have a season. Technically, they can achieve all their goals if they turn the corner in this game.
No, but the question is, if they lose this game. The other ones, I truly believe, coming into the season, right, Mason Graham, Kenneth Grant, and they've played decent individually, but what have they done to jump off the page? Or off the film? Like, what have they done against in their... their big test this year, playing against NFL talent. That was Texas. What did they do?
Right, exactly. And then you have to judge, okay, well, NFL scouts are going to look at, is it the scheme? Is it Martindale? You know, or is it them? And I would say Graham is probably still mocking into the top 10.
Right, but if you want to go one, two, or three, which some people say.
I mean, yeah, but
you're going to need to go out and put more on tape.
Yeah, but Johnson has solidified himself. It'd be pretty shocking at this point he's not top five.
I agree.
Any corner in need would be the only reason I don't guarantee him as a top five pick.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you've got top, you know, five teams up there that need an edge rusher and a quarterback.
Tackle. I mean, the premium positions still go one, two, three, top five. Yeah. Ticket texters, 248-539-9797. The question was, who will we learn more about? Both teams have swing games on the schedule. Michigan State goes on the road to Boston College. Michigan brings USC to town for the Big Ten opener. Texter says, Michigan needs to be Iowa to make it through the season. The O-line stinks. Kurt Campbell is not a qualified play caller. That's Mike at MCE. Texter says, I fully expect USC to stack the line, eight in the box, dare Michigan to throw. If Orji can't do anything but throw the ball in the dirt, Michigan's going to go three and out a lot. How long of a leash does Orji have in your mind?
I mean, it's a pretty long leash.
Like, they're not going to go back to Davis Warren if it's the second quarter and they can't pass the ball?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it depends on how healthy Jack Tuttle is.
Right.
Because he's been banged up. We've seen him throw pregame. He's thrown in practice a little bit. I don't know how healthy, if he's ready to go out there. That would be a determining factor. And then it's also, at some point, if you know, and I don't think it happens in this game. I would say at least this game. Is that, you know, the length of the leash, probably longer. But when do they just say, you know what, Jaden Davis?
And Chiron confirmed this week, there's no like conversation with the family about redshirting.
Right.
He did that in his general media availability this week. So it's not off the table, especially if things, if you can't get anything going down the field at all.
Yeah.
And the thought with Orji is not that he's going to be Peyton Manning, but if he can get some one-on-ones and hit a couple throws, soften up a defense, and if all else fails, battering ram your quarterback, right?
Yeah.
One extra blocker, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, take the ball away.
I think the bigger question is who's, and I think I asked Chiron this, you know, that Davis is still number two, but because it depends on the health of Jack Tuttle and, sure. and the progress of Jaden Davis. What happens if you're going to use him as a batting ram? What happens if he gets dinged up? What if you're forced to put somebody else
and
in?
It's Warren back in the game, and he's been a turnover machine. Texter says, we'll learn more about MSU because we don't know much of anything about who they are and what they'll be. Michigan, I think we have an idea of what they are. A limited offensive football team with a good, not great defense. We don't know enough about MSU.
That's a pretty good evaluation.
Texter says, Boston College, that's a true test. Give me a break. Maryland was the bigger test. MSU already showed that. Get out of here. That's Joe at work.
I don't know. I going into the season, sure. That is the statement that you would make. Now that you've seen them, and here's where my eyes were opened up. Florida State, you're kind of like, okay, that's a big win. It was a ranked Florida State team. It started off the season like that. But now that you've seen Florida State, you know, be a crappy team.
It has a completely different feel.
Right, it has a different feel. But then you play Missouri.
Tight.
Number six in the country. And at halftime, you have the number six team in the country going, holy cow, this team hit us in the mouth. Like, this team is for real. 17-14? Like, it wasn't just garbage touchdowns at the end of the game that made it look like they were a good team. They were a touchdown in the first quarter, a touchdown in the second quarter. They were a team that was hanging right there with the number six team in the country.
More on the games. College football, 248-539-9797. David and Royal Oak won those Tigers tickets. We're giving away a pair every hour on the show today. He listened for Dan Dickerson, who said, that's a joke. Keep listening. We still have two more pairs to give away. One each hour. Tickets available, tigers.com. We'll tell you how to win more tickets next. It's 97.1.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.